Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mourners began gathering on Tuesday for days of funerals and processions for Iran's late president, foreign ministers, and others killed in a helicopter crash. For Iran's Shiite theocracy, mass demonstrations have been crucial since millions thronged the streets of Tehran in 1979 during the Islamic Revolution. Whether President Ibrahim Raisi and others draw large crowds remains in question. Prosecutors have warned people over celebrating his death, and a heavy security force presence has been seen on the streets of Tehran since the crash. Israeli forces have killed at least 7 Palestinians, including a doctor, in a West Bank raid, according to local authorities. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli forces entered the Jenin refugee camp, adjacent to the city of Jenin in the northern West Bank. Both areas have long been a bastion of armed struggle against Israel. The Palestinian Health Ministry said at least 7 Palestinians were killed and another 9 wounded. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group said its fighters battled the Israeli forces. However, a local hospital director said their surgery specialist, Osayed Kamal Jabarin, was among the dead. He was killed on his way to work. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy battles continued on Tuesday for the control of the border town of Vovchansk in northeastern Kharkiv region between Ukrainian and Russian troops. Ukrainian military said it still controls about 60% of the town, and its troops are fighting house to house to defend the town from Russian attacks. Capturing Vovchansk would be Moscow's most significant gain since it opened a new front in the northern part of Kharkiv region earlier this month, stretching Kyiv's forces in the third year of their full-scale invasion. This